Lucky him. I went to the food bank yesterday. You'd be amazed at the kind of people who were there. After her shower, Judy walked through the awakening town to the library. She looked for jobs on the computer and then searched the shelves for something to read. As she reached for a book, another flashback hit her. She was on the landing, screaming as the fire burnt through her front door. The fireman shouted at her to get back and smashed the door down with his axe. Inside was an inferno, the heat indescribable. Judy sat down and took deep breaths. 3 months before, a fire had destroyed her flat and possessions, including her books and laptop. Stored on the computer were 4 years' worth of films and photographs. The flat was rented, and she had no insurance, and it was her good fortune that she had been out with her camera when the blaze first took hold. It was thought that a petrol-soaked rag had been lit and stuffed through her letterbox, although no traces of accelerant were found. She couldn't bear to think about who could have done such a thing, or why. The horror and uncertainty of it gnawed at her. Judy knew she should be grateful that the council had found her a room in the hostel. Her estranged father, away on an extended visit to her brother in Australia, had so far failed to stump up the loan.